It wasn't long after the invention of the internet that scientists discovered the potential for using computing power as a citizen science tool. One of the earliest examples was a computer program developed in the 1990s that allowed users to search for life on other planets. Now a new collaboration takes aim at something a little closer to home. FM89's Carrie Klein brings us this story about an intersection between citizen science, health, and agriculture that has implications right here in the San Joaquin Valley.
It's 1 p.m. on a Friday, and Patrick Camarador is getting ready to live stream a video game. The UC Davis senior puts down his textbooks, puts on a headset, and clicks on music. Some days, he plays games like Legend of Zelda or Splatoon, but today, he's put on safety glasses and a lab coat. It's a kind of inside joke with his streaming audience.
My name is Socrates, also known as Patrick, and welcome back to Sox Lab.
The game is called Fold It, and it transforms hundreds of thousands of players like Camarador into citizen scientists. Rather than collecting treasure or destroying bad guys, the goal is to tweak the structures of proteins to solve real-world biological problems.
Ooh, round four. Ooh, actually, we'll go round two.
Players get a molecular model of a protein and have to fold, twist, and rotate it into new configurations. They get points for efficiency. The game offers hundreds of molecular challenges.
Fold It is what I would describe as a protein folding sandbox puzzle game.
One of the newest puzzles involves aflatoxin, a family of carcinogens that contaminate crops around the globe and lead to serious health problems. In Fold It's aflatoxin challenge, players try to fold a protein into a shape that'll break down the aflatoxin molecule into something harmless. Camarador didn't know much about aflatoxin beforehand, but he's learned about it by playing, and the mission speaks to him.
This could have very real effects on the food supply, the economy, food supplies overseas, and there's just a lot of context behind it that makes it too important to ignore.
Aflatoxin is the most potent natural carcinogen known. It's caused by a fungus that can grow in crops like pistachios, peanuts, and cotton. A single outbreak in corn in Kenya killed 125 people in 2004, while long-term exposure is responsible for tens of thousands of liver cancer diagnoses each year. That's why Themis Michelides is grinding up pistachios to test for aflatoxin. He studied plant diseases for almost 30 years for the University of California Research Extension in Parlier.
My emphasis is how we can manage this, how we can reduce it, so these crops are not, they are free from aflatoxin.
He says a lot has been done to control aflatoxin. Rigorous regulations prevent the compound from being a major health problem in the U.S. and Europe, but prevention is expensive and still not 100% effective, despite a new biopesticide Michelides helped bring to the valley. And the problem is far worse abroad. That's why more solutions are needed, and why researchers are excited about an unorthodox strategy like Fold It. If experts like Michelides are struggling to find a solution, crowdsourcing it may seem like a surprising move. But it makes sense to Justin Siegel. He's a biochemist at UC Davis and one of the minds behind the aflatoxin challenge. Proteins are giant molecules made mostly of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, and when their structures change, so do their functions. Siegel says the protein players use in the game is so big, there are far more possible structures than any individual could find.
The number of potential conformations is bigger than the number of stars in the universe. It's a ridiculous number. So it's really a very, very difficult problem.
Fold It has a history of crowdsourcing difficult problems. In 2012, players redesigned a protein to speed up chemical reactions, and players have been listed as authors on a handful of scientific papers. Since October, Siegel says players have already submitted nearly 500,000 possible solutions to the aflatoxin challenge. Siegel plans to test a few thousand of those in his lab to find one that destroys aflatoxin. The ultimate goal is to then create some way of delivering it to the fields.
You can imagine a spray that goes over the crop, or you can imagine it, other mechanisms to help maybe wash away and get rid of aflatoxin and take highly concentrated bits of aflatoxin and use these catalysts to help destroy it.
So could the Fold It strategy actually work? Bob Klein says maybe. He's manager of the California Pistachio Research Board, and he estimates California's pistachio industry alone spends millions on aflatoxin testing and lost product. He says Fold It's basic premise sounds promising, but...
how to get the enzyme to the place where the aflatoxin is in the contaminated nut or contaminated product becomes a big challenge.
You know, these are little side chains on this sort of backbone here, right?
That final product will be important, but aflatoxin researchers could never even get there without people like Patrick Camarador putting on lab coats and playing a game between classes. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.